This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans. Let's not forget about a salute also to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe, because blue lives matter here on this program. Now, to the people that are working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, we certainly appreciate what you do to keep America moving along. So, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And then there's our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out, see what we have to offer, and you never know. All right, over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, we were talking about Attorney General Barr, and you were right in the middle of something.
Well, look, What I was really trying to say here is that we have a handful of states that are obviously being contested.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that just because these states are being contested doesn't mean that there shouldn't be some other states in the mix. I would suggest to your listeners, and I need to kind of do it again because the votes are pretty dynamic in the way they change, and that is, look at some of these other states. I would look at Illinois. Illinois is kind of interesting because of the number of high percentage of votes that Trump got. Same thing with Virginia. You know, these are typically Democrat states, but that doesn't mean that things aren't close enough that they could put it within 1 or 2% if, in fact, there was another look at their votes. Because if there's some funny business that went on in Michigan, why wouldn't it have gone on in some of these other states that early on looked like they were close? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason A.G. Barr is doing what he's doing is he's trying very hard to maintain some kind of confidence in the voting system at the state level, which is really not his gig. These states need to be doing this, and they're not. So the most sacrosanct thing we have is voting. That is the single power of an individual over government, is the vote. And we lose confidence in that, and I would argue we as a republic have lost all confidence in government, whether it be federal and state. So A.G. Barr's memo yesterday, it was a two-page memo, is really trying to keep things knitted together where they need to be. And I think it's a patriotic thing that he's doing, but again, it's a hard road to go down here at this point.
Now, we got a message, an email message from Sherry, and good morning, Sherry. Thank you for listening. She wants us to talk about the hammer. Now, we did talk about that last week extensively because, of course, our good friend, three-star general Thomas McInerney, was on. I actually played the audio over and over again for two nights in a row. But she said it's a tool that has an app called Scorecard to change the votes at the point of transfer. And American people need to know about the coup. The hammer is the key to the coup.
Well, we have a lot of people that are looking at this. And, you know, some that are making these assertions are saying that they have the evidence. Well, I haven't seen the evidence. I've heard that there is evidence, but it's like, what is it? It does exist. But how it was used, we have yet to know. And, you know, when somebody makes one statement, the way it gets repeated and repeated and repeated, it was beginning to come out that hammer slash scorecard was used in 28 states and so forth. And well, just hold on here, you know. So we need to be careful with this one and judge slowly. Where we could possibly be on it, I do not know, again, because I have not seen the evidence. Then, of course, we have the voting system called Dominion, and they're immediately tying hammer scorecard to Dominion. Slow down. I think this may be part and parcel of what A.G. Barr has authorized his prosecutors, well, his special agents, I should say,
right,
in the field to look at. It does exist, but what happened and where it happened and so forth and so on, we really need to have a full-blown story on it, and we don't. So could it be part of a coup? It could be. The fact that, you know, we have these contested states, and whatever happened there, I think, was the final coup to ensure that Trump wouldn't get a second term.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how people could have legitimately voted for Biden when nobody could ever heard from him except in, two debates.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. And by the way, I got some more information about Joe Biden. Some of the people that voted for Biden didn't know about something extremely important. Wait till I tell you what that was.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature is a wellness of products company. They have all sorts of nutrients and vitamins and this, that, and the other, but they also have something over there that I call the fruits and veggie capsules, because that's what they are, and I take them because I certainly don't eat the right kind of foods all the time, and I don't get my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, and this is one way to do it. It gives you 10 times the normal amount of fruits and vegetables and what you need in a daytime, and that helps build up your immunity, that helps keep you healthy, and that's exactly what it does for me and been doing for me. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You will save 35% on your order at balanceofnature.com. Check out the fruits and veggies, too, while you're there, and take a look at all the other stuff they've got. Or you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak to a live health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Don't forget, use the product code RESULT at balanceofnature.com. And back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And we were talking and along came the break, so please finish where you were at.
I don't know where we were.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me start out with this one. A new post-election poll from the Media Research Center conducted by McLaughlin & Associates, the pollster, shows that 36% of the Biden voters were not aware of the evidence that linked Joe Biden to the corrupt financial dealings with China through his son Hunter. Now, of that group, 13% of those voters, or 4.6 of Biden's total vote, said that had they known the facts to begin with, they never would have voted for the former vice president. Now, ironically, such a shift away from Biden would have meant
President Trump would have won the election going away initially with 289 electoral votes. Amazing. That's why we tell people to pay attention.
Well, there's also the notion that there was, going into Election Day with those that had voted on absentee or by mail-in, that there was a move to, by internet search on changing your vote.
Right. Yep.
The other thing is that was kind of surprised is that some people that had voted for Biden were very unaware that he had endorsed or was pushing mandatory lockdowns again.
Right.
This is also the party that continues to embrace late-term and live-birth abortions.
Correct.
So just on those three things, there's, you can make a case for not voting for Biden. But, people don't do the work that they need to do. You should be an informed voter, and people just are not. And that is really what the Democrat Party was, and still is, seizing upon. Because, hey, go vote for this person and just do it.
Yep.
And people are like, oh, okay. But they don't ask questions why, or no, because this is what I want, and I don't want this. And people don't understand. A vote is something that's good for the country, not the individual.
Mm-hmm.
But far be it for me to have that lesson today.
Now, we had a caller call in and ask about where the Durham investigation is at the present time.
John Solomon, who has been the great investigative reporter when it came to all things Russia and Ukraine impeachment and all that. He did a tease on Friday that there was going to be some big announcement this week with the Durham investigation. So if he holds true, we may know something today, we may know something tomorrow, we may know something on Thursday. What it is, I have no idea. Whatever it is, you know that we're all mad because this was something that was supposed to be completed by the summer. And now we're in the throes of the winter.
Now, Democratic activists, including AOC, are compiling a list, a blacklist of people who have supported or worked for Donald Trump, using whatever the excuses
are. Well, they all are. Jay Tapper at CNN. I mean, there's a lot of them that are. But when it comes to the politicians, I would say that's enough to put somebody up before the Ethics Committee.
Right.
But then I'll say it again, the Ethics Committee means nothing. It has no teeth to it.
Right.
And I don't know that they've ever ethically, other than Congressman Joe Wilson, when he said, you lie, in an Obama State of the Union address, has ever been disciplined.
No, I don't know of anybody either. Wait a minute, I'll take it. Go ahead.
People tend to forget. And I was having this discussion with somebody yesterday on the First Amendment. Politicians are civil servants.
Yep.
They work for us. They don't target us. They work for us.
Yep.
And the one thing they're supposed to do above all else is to defend us with our rights from the Bill of Rights.
Yep.
They don't.
You're right. You're absolutely 100% right. And again, AOC and her ilk are the ones that are behind this. I don't know where we're going to go with this, but Mitch McConnell yesterday came out again and said he wants a smaller stimulus than what was earlier mentioned amidst the hopes of the vaccine.
He's exactly right, because we have the Pfizer vaccine.
Yep, 20 million doses.
Is right here. I mean, it is to be distributed to certain groups of people, frontline workers and seniors and whatever.
Yep.
by the end of this year. And, in fact, it could happen in the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
And there are several other companies. I did a review last night on the document. So with that in mind, the economy, if you look at the stock market yesterday, I think went up, what, 900 points?
I believe so.
So that tells you that all of a sudden things are changing dramatically just on that news, including the cruise ship industry. Even Zoom, well, the Zoom calls, their stock began to tank. So that tells you that with, you know, these prophylactic drugs like Remdesivir or Regeneron, and then where we are in the pipeline with these vaccines, that we may not need to have, if these governors like Cuomo get out of the way and allow economies and businesses to reopen.
Okay, I'm just looking at the stock market this morning, the futures, and I just now got over there. It says Dow futures are up 157, so that's not as much as what it was yesterday. NASDAQ futures are down, Standard & Poor's futures are up, but it's way early to even judge anything about what we got there. But it's moving along again.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Sidney Powell, we all know who she is, right?
Yep.
Made an explosive voter fraud allegation, said that they had all of this planned. You said that a couple of minutes ago, but Sidney Powell is voicing that loud and clear.
And she's including a number. I think she's including the number of 400 and some odd thousand votes that may have been affected because of hammer / scorecard. I'm watching it, but, you know, I found an interesting article that went back to 2011. 2011 by the New York Times, that the cat that wrote the software originally and sold it to piece parts of the federal government, he wrote it to capture terrorists, Al-Qaeda terrorists, okay? As it turns out, he was good at selling it. Some parts of government bought it. Then they found out that the software stunk. And he got in trouble. He claimed bankruptcy. So he doesn't have a very good resume. So that's why I say judge slowly. People need to do the work.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, and don't work too hard.
Yes,
sir. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and we will be back with our military and veterans news segment. By the way, when I get a chance here, I got something I'm going to play. It's just a short little clip about one of the progressives that came out and said, well, we got Joe Biden to do what we want. We have him signed under things that he didn't do before. Yep, sure do. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign has filed a new lawsuit in Pennsylvania alleging that the state's election system held different standards for voters depending on whether they voted in person or by mail. The lawsuit against Pennsylvania's Secretary of State and seven counties also alleges observers were not given proper access to vote counts, and that a court order for additional access was ignored in Philadelphia County. On top of that, Senator Lindsey Graham says there are more cases of improper conduct in the Pennsylvania election. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that evidence of ballot harvesting has been uncovered in the Keystone State.
We're now finding potentially that 25,000 nursing home residents in different nursing homes requested mail-in ballots at the exact same time. You can't ballot harvest in Pennsylvania. What are the odds that 25,000 people in different locations of the same age group requested at the same time a ballot?
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you should call and ask to take the tour of one of their two locations. And they're going to tell you all about themselves coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you can call the National Aviation Academy at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour at one of their two campuses. Now, they have one campus in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. And they have another one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right across Tampa Bay from where I'm sitting here in Tampa. Now,
the purpose for that is you find out what's involved in terms of the campus, what it looks like, what they teach, the equipment they have, what they'll give you, all that sort of good stuff. You'll see it up close and personal, and believe me, it'll really impress the heck out of you, because it did me. And if I had to start all over again, that's where I would go, for sure. That's where I would go. Now, do you have to be an ace mechanic? No, because there's all types of things that you can do as a certified aviation maintenance tech besides just working on a jet engine. They have electronics, they have avionics, they have communications, they have all sorts of things that need to be done. And you get your certified aviation maintenance tech license, and it's good for as long as you have, as you're going to be in the business, the FAA license. It's just that simple. So again, the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or go give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Well, back in 2016, on June the 20th, then Vice President Joe Biden delivered the keynote remarks at an event hosted by the Center for a New American Security, which was the think tank founded and at that point led by one Michelle Flournoy. Now remember that name, Michelle Flournoy. She could become the first woman to run the Pentagon, according to what we're hearing from the Biden camp. She is at the top of the list to be named the Secretary of Defense, Michelle Flournoy. Now, there's no doubt that Joe Biden is no stranger to international leadership and has a long track record on international relations and national security issues. Most of them have been on the wrong side of the pendulum. He's been wrong many more times than he's been right. Be careful what you wish for, America. You might get it. Be careful what you wish for. This guy's going to be dangerous, to say the least, when it comes to foreign policy. He's not a foreign policy genius. He'll have to surround himself with people if, indeed, he becomes the president. Now, remember, there is no president-elect. Forget that term. Because no one has been certified yet as the winner of anything. There is a president, it's Donald Trump. And there is a former vice president, that's Joe Biden, but that's it. That's it. Now, President Trump accepted Mark Esper's letter of resignation. I don't know if he fired him or Secretary of Defense handed him the letter of resignation or what the deal was, but, of course, those people in the cabinet, they serve at the pleasure of the president. And the president had, of course, left. He'd lost confidence. And, of course, former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is saying whoever the next person is at the Department of Defense, they're going to be a real yes man to Donald Trump. And then he says, and may God help us. That's what we're hearing. But then again, there's some bad apples there, and bad blood, I'm sure. We'll see. By the way, Christopher Miller was named the acting Secretary of Defense, Christopher Miller. Now, the U.S. Navy destroyer Stout left Virginia's Naval Station Norfolk back in January. Masks and social distancing were not at that time a part of everyday life, but COVID-19 has upended most things, and it wasn't long after it affected the Stout, nixing port calls that broke up long periods underway and isolating its crew because they had to have a deployment of what amounted to be 215 days at sea. Partially because of the COVID-19 and the fact that it spread around the ship. That's rough. Also, U.S. troops must be ready for conflict with China as tensions between the two nations simmer. Pacific Air Force leaders had a meeting. over the weekend, Friday and Saturday. They had a Facebook Live video, Call to Airmen in Japan 2 on Friday. We're talking about all of the above. Now, the Southcom Task Force, which, of course, is on the ready to go for anything military or civilian, saved a whole bunch of lives in Panama, Honduras, and Honduras after Hurricane Eta, and that was a Hurricane Eta at that time, Category 4 came in and struck South America. Approximately 600 U.S. military personnel are currently supporting rescue efforts in Honduras and Panama after Hurricane Eta devastated Central America last Thursday. And they are currently still there and still doing their jobs and still saving people and doing what they need to do. Also, a helicopter pilot reputed to have killed more Taliban than anyone else in Afghanistan, and the Air Force is in hiding after the Pentagon reversed its decision to approve his move to the United States. He was a decorated Afghan pilot who protected U.S. airmen. And if his identity's revealed, they'll go after him, and I'm sure someone will try to kill him. So that's a shame there. By the way, the U.S. military in Asia reported 11 new coronavirus cases on Friday, one in Japan, 10 in South Korea. And Keen Sword 21, a U.S.-Japan joint exercise involving more than 46,000 troops, 37,000 Japan Self-Defense Force personnel and 9,000 U.S. forces, was declared a 100% success at its conclusion, Operation Keen Sword 21. And we'll see where all that goes. Also, the head of the Nuclear Weapons Agency, Lisa Gordon Haggerty, has resigned her position effective immediately. Kind of a surprise there. We'll see what happens. By the way, we found out yesterday the U.S. Park Police emailed traffic during the June protests at Lafayette Square shows that the agency officials were unaware which law enforcement agencies were assisting with the heavily criticized government response as demonstrators were overwhelmed by chemical irritants. They did not know what other agencies were there working with them. Wow. Wow. By the way, a soldier who died at Fort Jackson after a rifle range incident has been identified. His name was Private James M. Zamora. He was identified this weekend. They had an undisclosed incident at the rifle range in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. He unfortunately was killed. And finally, the Army's begun a multi-year study to determine what will replace its platoon-level machine gun, the M240. Can't wait to see what that's going to be. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, at the Double D Ranch. She and her husband Don run a horse ranch there, horse stable, too. And they're getting things ready right now in the stable, and they're listening to us, and we appreciate them. They're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Don't forget, Auto Glass America, there's gold waiting in that bar windshield you got, and if you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty, including the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required here in the state of Florida, and from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Remember, you get a premium quality windshield, $100 back when you mention me, the captain. Just give them a call, 816-96-GLASS, 816-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's the key to all of it, and that $100 after you get the windshield. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, what the heck is wrong with Cuomo? Pfizer yesterday announced that they've got an experimental COVID-19 vaccine that the FDA just gave them a green light on. It's 90% effective. And Cuomo says, it's flawed. I'm not going to let them use it.
No, he was talking about Trump and how he wants to distribute the virus, and he made an absolute fool out of himself yesterday on Stephanopoulos' program, and everybody kind of recognizes he made a fool out of himself. Actually, Stephanopoulos even asked him, what would you do differently than what Trump is doing, and he didn't have an answer. He just waffled. Again, that's just, you know, Cuomo being Cuomo, that's just the jerk that he is. Again, it's constantly trying to do revisionist history for just a god-awful job that he did in New York at the beginning of this crisis. I mean, he was talking about the fact that some of the distribution was going through private channels. Hey, schmuck, a private company actually came up with the vaccine. Would you rather have the Department of Motor Vehicles be in charge of distributing the thing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just patently absurd. But again, it's Cuomo being Cuomo.
And 20 million doses they have waiting right now. Now, we had a congresswoman by the name of Pramila Jayapal who had this to say about Joe Biden. Let's see, is that going to work or not?
White House, and even before, with these task forces that we had, we were able to significantly push Joe Biden to do things that he hadn't signed on to before. So he is movable. He is listening.
Okay, movable Joe Biden is listening to the radical right. Okay, we know that, right?
Well, listen, I think that they feel that they're going to be able to push them, but they're not going to be able to push Congress. You think that these Democrats in Congress are going to head in that direction? They know they're going to lose in 2 years. They've made that perfectly clear. So, I don't see how far they're going to be able to push him in these directions that the far left wants him to go, because it's a loser. This election proved that was a loser. And you're going to lose, it'll be like a 2010 situation where there'll be a complete wipeout.
Now, the Trump campaign, one of their advisors, David Bossi, has tested positive for COVID-19. Everybody's going, told you so, and all that stuff. But here's the deal, okay? Just because you test positive doesn't mean you're actually going to get sick and wind up in the hospital or anywhere else.
Yeah, it's always been the case since the beginning. That's why it's this constant focus on cases. The reality is, and the reason why we're not having these massive shutdowns here in the United States is that we don't have socialized medicine, and we have hospital capacity. We have intensive care unit capacity, whereas in Europe, they do not. It's no comparison. I mean, just put this in a perspective to all of these people that think socialized medicine is just great. They have 6 ICU beds in the UK for every 100,000 people. We have 37. So it's just the hospital beds that we have, the capacity that we have is much, much different than it is over there. Any sort of situation like this, they are woefully unprepared throughout Europe. Germany actually has the highest per capita. I think they're 27, but the rest of the Europe, most of them are under 10.
Mm. By the way, looks like futures are up again today. Market had another good day yesterday, responding well so far, right?
Yeah, it was obviously a positive response in regards to the Pfizer news. You look at the Pfizer news that did come out, the 90% plus rate of effectiveness was well above what they were hoping for. They were hoping for around 40 to 50%. And again, this is not a normal type of a vaccine that's being applied. It's really a new technology that is going to be able to be used in a myriad of other type of ailments out there. It's really some groundbreaking stuff. It really is. I know it's really kind of hard to explain on radio. It's with the RNA and proteins. It's just what they're doing right now is really pretty amazing.
Yeah, I was just looking at a story here on Newsmax. It says that the stock surge has produced a record 5 tycoons with fortunes of $100 billion each.
Obviously some of the lockdown stocks and technology companies throughout the pandemic have gone through the roof. Believe it or not, they're actually taking a bit of a hit right now. The Zooms of the world, the Netflixes, and some of these other, you know, Pelotons and whatnot are getting hit right now because of the idea that this is going to be over sooner rather than later.
Now, some U.S. voices are voicing some disappointment on the EU move to impose tariffs against who? Us.
EU, I'm sorry.
European Union.
They're going to do what?
They're going to impose tariffs on the U.S. because we imposed tariffs on some.
Oh, yeah, well, it was in regards to Boeing, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
To say that they have a bit of a point on some of these things. We don't like companies that the government's back when they're subsidizing them or aiding them for whatever reason it may be. And, you know, certain times we do various different tax deals here, whatnot, that might be considered almost like a protection racket in of itself. So we're not really white when it comes to trade either. I've always had problems with subsidies to any sort of company whatsoever. I think companies should have to stand on their own. They shouldn't be being backed by any government.
Now, it's kind of unique that I'm looking at this story because I was at a gun show over the weekend in Brooksville, and they were busy. As a matter of fact, they were swamped. How's that for being busy? They had people all the time I was there coming and going, buying and selling and trading and whatever else they were doing. But, I mean, the guns were flying out of there, and so was the ammunition. And I look at this story that says, gun stocks have fallen amidst vaccine hopes and the lack of civil unrest. Are you kidding me? Where are they at?
I don't know what they're talking about. I mean, it's been packed at all of these places. It's not just in, you know, you have them down by where you live. It's all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. So, I'm not seeing that at all. I mean, there's going to be a point in time when people say, I've got enough now, and it might hit a bit of a wall. But sales have been brisk, to say the least.
Yeah, and it's only going to get better, in my humble opinion, because we now have a stated goal, and it's on their platform that one of the things they want is gun control. They want to eliminate, quote, end of quote, the assault weapon.
Exactly. I don't know what an assault weapon is.
Neither does most of the rest of us.
More than not, it's just a look. It's almost like the design and the look of a gun rather than anything else. I mean, that's, you know, what they're basically saying, because the gun looks more of a military issue than anything else. And it makes for good press and whatnot. The last time this was tried was under Barack Obama, and it failed.
Yeah. By the way, if we get ordered to wear masks by the powers that be, are you under a mask requirement up there, by the way, when you go outside the house?
No. I mean, inside establishments, yes, but not outside.
Okay, because they're talking about outside. You walk out the door, got to put on a mask. All right, I got to run. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We'll get into more of that when I get a hold of Ron Edwards coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm sure it's going to be interesting as to what he has to say about that. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.